we're talking running backs, obviously Monte Ball had a breakout game. From your eyes, what specifically was he doing to be so successful yesterday?
You know, again, it's you know, a lot of hard work. And it's not like, you know, just popped up here lately. It's been something we've been emphasizing with some of those young backs for some time. And, you know, it's maturity. It's being in those situations. You know, I comes to mind, you know, he bust out a run and, you know, in a four-minute situation, stayed in bounds. So, you know, it's like everything. The more you do it, the better you get. That's why there's no substitute for experience. And, you know, those guys have to grow up fast, and we've been preaching it all season. I think Adam Gase and the offensive staff, Eric Studisville, have done a tremendous job. And ultimately, it comes down to the player. And I think, Monte, you know, gained a lot of confidence yesterday.
John, how involved were you the last couple of weeks in terms of game plan, in terms of your conversations with Jack when the game plans were being built?
Well, again, I mean, I talked to Jack every day. You know, I did everything I do here except go to practice and go to the game. You know, we have technologies today where, you know, I have an iPad that all over the internet, I can get all our cut-ups, I can get, you know, situational cut-ups, I get the practices. So really, you know, other than I was in another state, you know, much the same that I'd have done in my office here in Dove Valley.
Would you still do it?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I want to be careful how I say that. I was involved, and just like, you know, everybody in this building is involved. Like I said, it's not one guy. You know, it's a team, and it's a lot of people, you know, doing their job. And, you know, as I mentioned before, it's, you know, a tribute to the staff and the players that did a tremendous job as I went on the longest bye week of history.
Coach, even Champ seemed a little down about how he was playing yesterday. You think it's a situation where he just needs to play and get right?
I think no matter who you are, you know, as I mentioned earlier, for me, you know, somebody asked, well, you know, what's it going to be like for you? Well, I'm going to have to get back into it. You know what I mean? And, you know, I think any time a player misses playing time and a considerable amount of playing time, regardless of who you are, you know, it takes a minute to get back into playing against the best football players on the planet. And, you know, so I'm sure, you know, Champ could answer it better than me, but, you know, our approach was like it was the last time, was to play him back in there, and it's a process, and we're in that process.
When you were watching the games at home, were you sitting there making notes on a notepad? Were you pacing around? What was that like?
You know, kind of all of that, you know. Gosh, you know, much the same as I would do if I was standing on the sideline. You know, I probably sat down more than stood up, but I stood up a lot too. So it was, you have a lot of the same emotions. You know, I talked to Kevin Dickerson yesterday, and, you know, I knew it was going to be the first time he watched, and I knew how hard it was. So, you know, I'm sure that wasn't any fun for him either.
Did you see anything from that perspective, sitting at home on your TV? I know you're limited by TV camera angles, but in general?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a sideline view of an NFL game might be as poor a view as there is in the stadium or on television. So, you know, when you get used to seeing it at ground level, you can pretty much see it from any level.
Do you watch it with the sound up, and do the announcers know what they're talking about?
Ooh. Yeah, you know, so many people were good to me, including announcers, so I wouldn't want to really touch that one, Vic. But I watched it with the sound up, you know, because they do, you know, share certain things that, you know, are important, but I won't get into the evaluation of them. I'll let them keep evaluating us.
Was your family allowed to watch with you?
Say again?
Was your family allowed to watch with you?
Yeah, but I don't let there be too much noise. Although, you know, my wife's in typically, you know, in the stadium during a game, and you know, they keep it pretty quiet too, because you got a lot invested in that, and really all the coaches' families and players' families have a lot invested, because they know the blood, sweat, and tears that go into each game. You know, whether it's, you know, on the practice field, in the meeting room. So, yeah, I think most people that are in the game, you know, treat it a little bit different maybe than you know, everybody else.
Coach, you seem like you really care about your players from a personal standpoint, mm-hmm. just professionally. What was that like for you to receive those messages and read the articles and see their comments about you when you were going through what you did?
Well, I think, yeah, obviously, you know, and I had an outpouring. It was wonderful. It makes you feel good, makes you feel appreciated. And that's from fans, that's from owners, that's from coaches. Obviously, you know, when we talk about all the time is it's a very close relationship you build players and coaches. And, you know, there's obviously that kind of bond there both ways, you know. You know, I talked to Derek Wolfe yesterday, and he still talked about our Skype thing. He said, you know, he was laughing because he could tell I was excited to see them. I was. You know, it's like anything. It's like your own kids. You know, you have to lay eyes on them. You know, it's one thing to talk to them on the phone. They're away at college or away at school. But, you know, so it's uplifting, no doubt. And it helped me through my little ordeal.
Has this respite given you an idea that maybe you want to do this for 10 more years, 15 more years? How much longer now?
You know, Vic, I mean, you know, I'm not getting any younger, but I still have a great passion for what I do. And, you know, when that goes away, I won't do it anymore. So, you know, I have a great love for the game. I still have a lot of energy. You know, my passion hasn't changed from, you know, 38 to 58. You know, I look around the league and see a guy like Tom Coughlin, and knowing Tom very well and his family, I mean, he's got great passion, and he's a little bit more elder than me. I won't say how much.
Even though you were involved in the game plan, was it hard not to armchair quarterback as you're watching things saying, man, why do we make this call? Why do we make that call?
You know, in fairness, you know, a couple times. but you know, I'm sure – a lot of people do the same thing when I'm doing that. So, you know, it's just part of the game.
Who came up with the four-week timetable, you or your doctors?
Really the doctors. You know, I think, you know, and as scary a moment as that Saturday was, you know, I think, you know, you take a step back and look. You know, we're not the world's brightest bulbs as far as when it comes to our health. So I think, you know, a lot of it was going to be on how I felt. You know, I actually felt probably ready to do it a week earlier, but, you know, we kind of made an agreement. We was a lot of different people. You know, I'm thankful. I think it's worked out just about perfectly.
Even though you haven't decided where you're going to watch the game, are your responsibilities, I mean, your time given going to be the exact same? You're getting up at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
Building, leaving at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be smart. If all of a sudden, you know, I can't hold my eyes open, I'm going to go home. But, you know, like I said, the last 3 weeks, you know, I've been operating pretty much like I did, you know, the first 8 games of the season. So, you know, it's not like I'm moving furniture or you know, doing roofs or, you know, I mean, it's, you know, I sit somewhere and watch football.
John, is there a place where you would like to watch Sunday's game and one that maybe your doctors would prefer? Is that
you know, I think, you know, the procedure I had, I'm well. I mean, I drove to work today, you know, that could involve a car accident, you know, so, you know, I'm healed, you know, so a lot of what I'm going to do is just be smart. You know, I'm going to be around people that know me, you know, I know myself, you know, so whether I watch, wherever I watch, I'm going to see how I feel this week. Like I said, I haven't been to a practice yet. I'm hoping I can make the practice on Wednesday, but I know I will. So we'll just play it by ear and do the smart thing when it comes to Sunday.
Is it more stressful being on the job or away from the job?
Ooh. Yeah, I can't, you know, I'm getting back into the flow. We'll see how I react to whatever, you know, happens as we move forward. I feel good about it. Well, I mean, you know, it's a tremendous bunch of guys. And, you know, I saw it a year ago. I know it was a disappointing end. You know, I think, you know, again, you have some changes and there's some different guys on the team. But, you know, our core and our leadership is the same. It's, you know, it's a tribute to those guys in that locker room and in that building, from the equipment guy to the trainers to, you know, Wesley Woodyard or Peyton Manning, you know, a couple of the captains. It's like all good teams, you know, that's what you have. Any good team that, you know, anybody in there has been a part of has had that element. And, you know, we're still got a quarter of the season to go. But, you know, I've been impressed by their accomplishments through three quarters.
What do you think of Decker's big day?
That was good for him because, you know, he hadn't had the easiest of months, you know, whether it had been, you know, minor pains, injuries, whatever you want to call, you know, just like life or any sport, you know, sometimes you have down times. And, you know, I think it's a tribute to what kind of guy he is of working through that. And, you know, I think, you know, the whole staff and his teammates were very happy for him.